We begin our shir in Simon Beis Sif Hei. La'yiga kodim netila, before one washes his hands, he should be careful not to touch la'bepeh, not his mouth, la'bechotim, not his nose, la'beinayim, not his eyes. And the Mishnah Berurah says when we speak here about the eyes, it means even the outside of the eyes, not just the inside of the eyes, la'beznayim, not the ear, la'pi tabas, not on the makam erva, not on the rectum, v'loy ba'oichlim, and not in any food. And this, of course, is a very difficult question, because we have workers in the kitchens, in the catering halls, who may not necessarily be careful about washing negelvasim. So one heter is that this halacha that we're speaking about, netil shadayim, only applies to Jews. It does not apply to Nochrim, and therefore this concern wouldn't be so significant by Nochrim. But the proper thing, and it may also not be so relevant by young children. However, the Paiskim say that it's appropriate. The Rav Shlomo Zalman says that it's appropriate that in every place where food is prepared, that they should have a sign that before anybody handles any food, they should have a cup to wash their hands and wash the hand properly before touching the food. Moreover, he says that if food was touched where it wasn't by somebody who didn't wash their hands, if it's a kind of food that could be rinsed, it should be rinsed to make sure that it doesn't have that tumah. V'leimak makaza, and there was a puncture for blood to come out, there too, one should be careful not to touch that spot before washing the hands. Neishu ruach ra, shayar l'idayim, the ruach ra that's on the hand, kaitin that's there on the hands that isn't removed, kaitin netila, by washing mazik l'dvarim elu, could be very detrimental to these types of situations. Toiv lahakbid, says the Kitz Shulchan Aruch Siv Vav, b'netil shidayim shachris, when you wash your hands in the morning, to use a keli, a cup, u'mamayim, and to use water. The Mishnah Berurah says that there should be a revius in that cup, u'b'kayach gavra, it should be washed by pouring on your hand, k'mayim b'netil shidayim l'suda, just like the halacha is that when what the halach is how you wash your hand for eating bread. If it's a situation where you don't have what you need to have, and he wants the daven, you can wash your hand from any type of vessel, and any type of water, and also not necessarily having the water poured on the hand. And in such a circumstance, you can make the bracha on the til shidayim. If there's a body of water, what you should do if you can't have the water poured on your hand, you don't have a cup, then you should stick your hand into the water three different times. I feel a bishelik that you should put it into snow. But again, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should put it into snow in three different spots. Avam ein loy mayim klal. But if somebody doesn't have any water available, you should wipe your hands with anything available. V'yivarech, and you can't make a bracha al natil as yudayim, you can make the bracha al natil on the key as yudayim. V'day loy l'tfilah, and then after having done so, you will be able to daven. If afterwards you'll have water, proper water, the proper cup, then you should wash your hands another time. But this time, what you should do is, you shouldn't wash your hands again. It's also important to point out that since we're learning here how important the Til Shadayim Negel Vas is, the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch Rav say that one should be careful that even young children should wash their hands, Nagel Vasser. And the Poskim suggests that the halacha of teaching children to wash Nagel Vasser precedes the halacha of teaching children to wash their hands before eating or before leaving the bathroom, because this is connected to a Ruach Ra, and since it's connected to the Ruach Ra, we don't want, Chas V'Shalom, there should be a Ruach Ra on our children's hands. Ksiv Siv Zayin, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Baruch Nafshis Hashem V'Kol Karavei Hashem Kodshoi, V'Kivin Shetzarcha Adam L'Varach Hashem V'Kol Karavav. A person has to use all of his faculties to bless Hashem. Also, L'Varach, one should not make a bracha in Davin, Ad Shinaka Kravayim Mitzoyim Reglayim, until he makes sure that his entire body is clean from any waste or from any urine. When one gets up in the morning, he presumably has to use the bathroom, at least to urinate. One should not make the bracha until shidayim when he washes negel v'as b'shas natila ad la'ach shinakas atzmai, until he cleans himself by going to the bathroom. So it turns out he should wash Nagel Vasa, as we've been learning, as soon as he gets up. And then he should use the bathroom. And after he uses the bathroom, wash his hands for having used the bathroom. And then he can make the bracha on the Til Shadayim Vashiyotzar, or Birchsa Torah, Birchsa Alkai Neshama. There's a very big machloikis hapoiskim, which is quoted by the Mishnah Brura, that the Gra's opinion was that he only made this brachas when he came to shul before davening. Others say that as soon as you finish doing all of the washing your hands and going to the bathroom and preparing yourself, then the halacha is you should make these brachas. Certainly, if you're going to daven immediately, you should have to wait till davening. Certainly, if you're going to be learning before you daven, you have to make Birchas HaTorah. And it seems from the Poskim that if you're going to be saying Birchas HaTorah, you might as well say all the other brachas. Another consideration is if you're going to wait with all the brachas until you daven, there's a real possibility you're going to have to use the bathroom again. So now you're going to have a problem. You can only say Ashiyotzer once. And you really should have had to say Ashiyotzer for the two separate times you used the bathroom. So therefore, in such a situation, the Poskim say, where you know there's going to be quite an interval from when you get up until when you're going to daven, you should certainly say these brachas earlier, so that if you'll use the bathroom again, you could say another Ashiyotzer. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch mentions Birchas Alkai Neshama. Birchas Alkai Neshama is a bracha that doesn't start with the word Baruch. And the reason is, as we're going to learn, because even though a bracha usually always begins with the word Baruch, that's not when it's a Birchas Haidah. Alkai Neshama is a Birchas Haidah, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alkai Neshama, Shunasatabi, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he does for us. And if that's the case, the bracha of Alkai Neshama doesn't have to have a baruch at the beginning. But what's appropriate is to say Alkai Neshama immediately after Ashiyotzar. And by saying Alkai Neshama immediately after Ashiyotzar, so then the bracha of Ashiyotzar begins with the word baruch. And this will be a bracha smuch l'chavrta, bracha right next to that bracha, and then you will have no problem that the Alkai Neshama does not begin with the word baruch. Sif ches, im hishkim v'notl yodabay laila. If somebody got up and washed his hands when it was still night, kedinoi, as the halacha is, that you're supposed to wash your hands as soon as you get up. V'hoya er ad or hayom, and he remained up until the day begins, or shiyoshin Achkach Shenis, or he went to sleep again, Boid Laila, when it was night, And or the Kena Yoshim B'Yoyim Shita Nishman, or somebody who sleeps during the day, Shita Nishman. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, Shula Erech Chatzi Shah. Shita Nishman means a half an hour. But the Bi Halacha quotes many different opinions, what is Shita Nishman? Anywhere from 3 minutes to 3 hours. The Kain HaNorah Kol HaLayla, or somebody was up the entire night. The Lo Yoshin Shita Nishman, and he didn't even sleep that small amount during the evening. But Kol Elo, in all these cases, there's a question, Yesh Shofik M'tzirich Natil Shedayim Aloy, is he obligated to wash Natil Shedayim? So what he should do is, he should wash Natil Shedayim properly. L'kein Yitol Yodav Gimel Pem B'Serugim, he should wash his hands the way Natil Shedayim should be washed. Avelo Yivarech Aleihem, but he shouldn't make a brocha. The Mishnah Berurah says that if somebody slept by day, even though he didn't, and then he only slept a smaller amount at night, we combine what he slept by day together with the amount that he slept by night, and therefore he should wash regular negelvas that he can make until Shedayim. Why should he wash until Shedayim if he didn't sleep by night? Because we go back to what we discussed. There's a fundamental question why we wash the Negel Vasser. Is it because the Ruach HaTumah that comes every morning or the sleep? And because we're not sure, the halacha is he should wash the Tilas Yadayim in the morning, but not make a bracha. This halacha, of course, is most relevant on Shavuos if people were up all night, so they don't wash Negel Vasser, they should wash Negel Vasser but not saying the Tilas Yadayim. But then when they go to sleep after being up all night and they get up, they should wash Negel Vasser again. El Dvarim Tzrich Natilas Yadayim B'mayim. These situations require the Tilas Yadayim with water. And the reason for all these, for many of these situations, is because of the Ruach Ra. And because there's a question of Ruach Ra, the halacha is one should wash his hands immediately. And the Mishnah Berurah makes a distinction. If somebody's washing his hands because of Ruach Ra, he should wash his hands immediately. If somebody's washing his hands because of his hands are not clean, then the halacha is not that significant. Again, if you're washing because of Ruach Ra, you have to wash your entire hand, as we've learned. If you're washing for cleanliness, the entire hand does not need to be to wash. A common mitzvah, somebody who gets up. If somebody comes out of a bathroom or a washroom, and there's a very big question, what is the halacha if somebody went into a bathroom, but he did not use the bathroom, does he wash his hands? So certainly the Paiskim are of the opinion that if it's a room that is just a shower with no toilet, you don't have to wash your hands. If it's a room that is a toilet, that has a toilet in it, but a lavatory in it, but also has in it other purposes, there's a closet in there, there's cleaning material in there, coupled, and the Shor Mitzion Balocha has a very long discussion here, if the bathrooms that we have, Bezman HaZeh, are considered full-fledged bathrooms. The reason he has this discussion, if the bathrooms, Bezman HaZeh, are considered full-fledged bathrooms, because we know that the bathrooms we have are bathrooms where we flush and they're clean, and therefore the waste doesn't remain there on a regular basis. And therefore he seems to say that if somebody goes to the bathroom and doesn't use the bathroom and specifically went to the bathroom for another purpose to get something that's a medicine in the bathroom, and it's the type of toilets that we have nowadays, we could be lenient and not require to wash your hands after leaving the bathroom. This question also touches, and the Chelkis Yaakov discusses this question, if one who needs to wash his hands is going to eat, and one needs to wash his hands, may he wash his hands in the bathroom? Are the bathrooms that we have nowadays considered like the Beis HaKisei, that one is not allowed to wash his hands there? V'anoytel tzeparnov, if somebody cuts off his nails, and even if somebody just cuts off some of his nails, not all of his nails, the halacha, and no matter how he cuts them, the halacha is he should wash his hands. The Shar Mitzvah Ba'alacha says that even though, quotes the Yisach Moshe, that even though we're learning that you have to wash your hands after you cut your nails, that doesn't mean, he says, that while you're cutting your nails, the halacha is that you don't have to, you can't learn Torah. You could speak Divrei Torah when you're washing your hands. Somebody who is cutting his hair, and the halacha is, it makes no difference if it's done with a scissor or a machine. The Kav HaChayim says that the same halacha would apply if somebody's a barber and he's taking off the hair of somebody else. The minhag also is if somebody's giving a young child a haircut, the same halacha would apply. Chaylitz Menolov, if somebody takes off the shoes, and here too there's a very big discussion. The question is, do you have to, this halacha, does it only apply when you touch your shoes, or if you took off your shoes, you don't have to wash your hands? Mishnah Brewer's opinion is that if you didn't touch your shoes, you don't have to wash your hands. There's a machloikis regarding socks, if the socks have the same halacha as the shoes, and it seems it depends if the socks are dirty or not. Hashem Shmitasa, one has relations. The Negei Bekina, if somebody touches a lice, and the Paiskim say that this halacha is only regarding only by lice, not any other insect. The Negei Bekina of Mafalis Begadav, similarly somebody who's cleaning his clothing from lice, Afilo Noga Bekina, even if he didn't actually touch a lice, Hachoyfef Roshay, somebody who scratches his hair, the Negei Begufay, or if you touch your body, the Mekaymus HaMechusim, in a place where it's normally covered, and the Paiskim, the Machzor HaShekel, says that when we speak about something that's covered in the body, it depends. Every person, every place has different customs, and we follow the minhag hamakom. So if this is a place where normally it's covered, then you should wash your hands. If it's a place where in your location it's not normally covered, then you don't have to wash your hands. And the Kav HaChayim says, even if the place that you're touching on your body, which is normally covered, is clean, it doesn't make a difference. You have to wash your hands. If somebody leaves the cemetery, the halacha is v'malavas ameis, or somebody goes to levaya, or shenichnas boil ameis, or somebody goes into the room where there's a nifta, makes them, or somebody does bloodletting. The minig is that when somebody goes to a levaya and he's near the Beis HaKvaris, the halacha is that he shouldn't go into another house. He shouldn't go into any home before he washes his hands. You shouldn't take the cup with which you're washing your hands from somebody else. Don't pick it up by yourself. Don't have somebody hand it to you. And the minig also is that we don't dry our hands after we leave being close to a nifter. There's a machloikas apaiskim that if somebody went to a levaya, but he wasn't close to the nifter, does he have to wash his hands? The Prima Gadim opinion is that you don't have to wash your hands if you weren't near a nifter, whereas the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Rav is that if you went to levaya, even if you weren't near the nifter, the halacha is that you should wash your hands. If I make a stam, somebody who has bloodletting. Rav Shlomo Zalman's opinion is that if somebody has a blood test and they're drawing blood, he doesn't have to wash his hands. But there are many Paiskim to disagree and say that even if the blood was removed for the purpose of a blood test, you should wash your hands. A person should always act with tznius. A person has to be act in modesty in all the way, in all his ways. When he gets dressed or undressed, he should be very careful. He should try to get dressed or undressed under his covers, under the cover. He should get dressed in under the clothing. And he shouldn't say, I'm in the privacy of my home. And it's dark. Who sees me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Light and dark is all the same to Hashem, the fun of Yisbaruch Shemai. But tznius v'aboshes, somebody acts in a modest fashion, mevinas ha'adam l'fnei achnol l'fnei Yisbaruch Shemai, l'fun of Yisbaruch Shemai, causes him to act appropriately in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Prima Gadim, says that if somebody is in the mikveh, when you go to the mikveh, you're not dressed, still, when somebody's in the mikveh, he should try to walk in the mikveh as little as possible without, as little as possible should he walk without any clothing on him.